SeatGeek.
SeatGeek.
SeatGeek. 70,000 live events daily.
28 million downloads?
No wonder it's the number one ticketed rated app on the App Store.
Bro, you crush it every time you say it. I swear. Look, guys, we love SeatGeek. You know we love SeatGeek. We know that you love SeatGeek. Reason why we love SeatGeek, because SeatGeeks make things simple. We're on SeatGeek, right? We're trying to figure out what we want to do. We figure out we want to go to Drake, just because Drake's cool, right?
Of course.
Drake's cool.
Of course.
Right? We're looking for what price to get. We're looking for the green dots, because the green dots mean what? What they mean?
They mean good.
Red dots, not so hot.
SeatGeek makes things simple. I like when you say that.
I say that sometimes.
You mind saying it again?
SeatGeek makes things simple.
I love that. Guys, SeatGeek. And not only that, guess what? You guys already know. Use code LAPLATICA for $20 off your first purchase.
Hook them up.
You're going to go to somewhere, like a concert, a sporting event, a theatrical event. And guess what? They're going to be like, oh my God, like, you're like buying me all this stuff. Like,
where's all
this money? Yeah, how you got all this extra money? Well, it's because I use La Platica.
Tell
a friend.
Come on, man.
Tell your mama.
Come on, man.
Any live event you guys go to using SeatGeek, and you see us there, it's drinks on us. And you already know.
We're going to be broke.
Yeah, we are.
Worth it.
Worth it. Anyways, enjoy today's episode. It's a funny one.
Yes, sir. You'll see the rings. You see the rings.
Nos vemos en 3, 2, 1. Ciao. Ready, Freddy?
Let's do it, baby.
Welcome, everybody, to La Platica. Supposedly the number one Latino.
Come on, man.
Latino. Podcast in the world, but we've never said
that. That's the word around town.
We've never said that, though.
Word around town.
Today's episode is brought to you by our good friends over at SeatGeek, the number one ticket rating app on the App Store.
Yes, sir. Shout out to SeatGeek, baby.
Sebastian and the Josh Leyva. And like we said, today we have our special guest, Michael Blaustein.
You did it.
Right, I told you.
Dude, people.
I told you.
Dude, we were kind of debating on it. I was like, I think it's Blaustein.
Bro, people put a question mark at the end of my name every single time they say, dude, I have a buddy who's open for me. I've known him for like 7 years. He opened for me literally in Seattle, which was 4 days ago. He goes, all right, guys, clap if you're headlining. You guys were the man you came in to see. Guys, clap it up for Michael Blaustein. And as he's getting off and I'm coming on, I'm like, Blaustein? Bitch, what? We've known each other first. Like, dude, he felt so apologetic in the green room. And he's like my homie, so who gives it? It doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
But
you can like now use it as like a bit now.
Oh, dude, it's right? Like, yeah.
Like it's Blaustein, you idiot.
I like you say people always say with like a question mark.
Always.
We gotta say with confidence, man. Blaustein, motherfucker.
Oh, Stang.
Oh, is that
Blaustein? I like that.
That was a little hood. That's a hood version of saying your last name.
Josh always asks people, like, what's your Uber pitch? Like, you go into an Uber, and then, like the Uber driver tells you, like, what do you do?
Who are you?
Oh, I say I paint houses.
Damn.
Ooh, nice.
Because there's no question.
Yeah.
Zero. No one goes, oh, cool, what color? Like, nobody, that's it. But if you go, I'm an entertainer, or like,
mad question.
Bro, stand-up is the worst thing to say to people.
Because it's a setup.
It's a setup for a million, it's what's, tell me a joke, what is it like being a comic?
Make me laugh.
That's crazy. Or the worst, I mean, all those are really bad, but the worst is like, oh, that's crazy, like, you haven't made me laugh yet. You
challenging me?
I just did literally 6 hours of. I just want to go to the airport, man. I'm so tired. My voice is at a zero. Damn. I'm so exhausted.
Wow.
Do you have a joke ready to go if somebody does ask you? Like, do you have something?
No, I don't. No, I literally go no. Like, because when I was single, man, girls would do that too.
Yeah.
Girls would be like, oh, you're a comic? So, like, tell me a joke.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, no.
No. Like, he's so funny.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, sometimes does get a laugh.
Right.
So just straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've said this story before. I think it's personally so funny. I started stand up in New York. Damn. And I had to go into like jury duty. And you know how if you're trying to get out of jury duty, you have to like line up and like tell the judge. In that particular court, you had to line up and tell the judge why. Yeah. And it's in front of everyone and a judge, and the judge has like copy. It's like, it's a real thing.
Damn.
And I knew that if I took the jury duty, there's like 5 tour dates that I couldn't miss. And at that point, this was like 7 or 8 years ago, I had $0. So I'm like, I literally need this.
Yeah.
And so I told the judge, I was like, I'm so sorry, sir. Like, I'm on tour. Like, I can't do this. Like, I really need to pay rent and stuff. He goes, oh, you're a comedian. I was like, yeah. He goes, all right. Why don't you tell me a joke?
Nah, the judge said that.
Pin drop silence. And then I don't know what possessed me to say this, but I was like, okay, I'll tell you a joke. An annoying judge walks into a bar. I go, annoying judge walks into a bar and just stopped. And there was like one beat of silence. And I was like, oh, bro, I'm going to prison. Like, I'm going to prison. And then he starts laughing and everybody starts laughing.
Okay.
And dude, eventually he was like, okay, you know, you're off, whatever. Just like that.
Bro, if he doesn't have a sense of humor, he's a fucking dick.
I mean, but he's a judge, bro. I mean,
that's true, but he sets you up for that.
Bro, you rolled it hard.
I mean, yeah,
You shot your shot blindfolded.
Dude, I don't, but I still, you ever like say something and you're leaving the situation and in your head, you're like, yo, what the fuck am I doing?
All the time.
All the time. Yeah. So I left and I was like happy that people laughed and happy that he let me off. But as I was leaving, I go, bro, what are you fucking doing?
That could have gone terribly wrong.
I was like on the D trying to hit it home. I'm like, what am I doing? That was wild. There was no need for that. I could have said anything.
Hey, you shot your shot though.
I did.
So are you originally from New York, by the way?
No. I'm originally from Maryland.
Oh, okay.
But I started comedy in New York. I lived in New York for like 7 years.
Yeah.
So I got the jury summons, I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
In New York. I've gotten two different ones in LA.
And have you gone?
And so the first one, I got someone working for me to get me off. And the second one, I've sort of done, at this stage of it, I've sort of done what you, I opened it. But I'm like, man, but did I open it?
We'll see what happens.
Like, what's real and what's not?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, what happens though? Like, what happens when they send it to you?
Nothing has ever happened. I'm 34 years old, and I've gotten, like you said, like 4 or 5.
And you just never gone?
I've never gone, bro.
What scares me, I don't know laws, but what scares me is like you get pulled over by a cop, and he's like, oh, sick, man. You have a warrant for your arrest. Like, I think that's a real thing.
Do you think it's just like that? Like, they just like tag a warrant.
I mean, people, maybe we Google this. Yeah. But I'm positive it's a massive fine.
Holy shit!
Or like, I mean, dude, if you go to jail,
maybe we just cut all this out of the podcast because we just incriminated the fuck out of ourselves, bro.
Dude, oh shit!
Do I pay my taxes? Hell no.
That's different.
Oh shit!
But like, I always think like, okay, like, what about if I just never got it? What about if I just never saw it?
Right. Like, how can they prove
like,
that?
Like, how can I get in trouble? Really?
Is it like what is that thing? Getting served? Is it that? Where you're like, you can't get in trouble for what's inside the letter they're trying
until
to give you.
Until
you've been served.
Served.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But that's what makes that so important because somebody actually sees your ass and sees you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so they say, yeah, I saw his ass.
Yeah. Right. So there's no.
Saw his ass.
Yeah. That'd be so funny if you had a whole clipboard. One, saw his ass. Two, saw his ass. Three, saw his ass.
And then you just sign it at the bottom.
Yeah.
So, bro, now you live here in LA.
I live here. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. How's that?
For the first, like, I think any transition is going to be like odd and feeling weird a little bit.
Yeah.
For the first like 3 years, it was just like continually thought of being like, okay, when I don't have to be here anymore, I'm going back to New York. I'm an East Coast kid. I grew up
New York, over Maryland then.
Yeah. Maryland. And then, yeah, just like, I don't know. Just like the energy of that is just more who I am as a person.
Okay.
So it took me just so long. But anyways, that was a whole thesis of me being here for like the first 3-4 years. I was like, all right, bet. Like, I know I have to be here for work, but the moment that I don't have to be, I'm going back to New York. And I think like in the last like 2-3 years, I went back to New York just for like for work stuff. And I would walk on the street and I'm like, bro, like I know I used to love this place and I still do, but I was like, I'm an LA person.
Oh, wow.
It was such a weird thing. Cause I was like, never in my life. I was like, sunny days, man, fuck a sunny day. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, I want to smell homeless dudes' dicks. Like, that's my shit. Like, I want, you know what I mean?
But that's the shit that gets me off.
Yeah. Like, what's wrong with you? But yeah, now I'm just like, man, grass is cool. Like, sun and my dog gets to run around.
Being consistent.
Yeah. I get to like have a big play. Like, yeah. So, it was a weird transition, but I remember the last time I went back there, I was like, oh yeah, man. Like, I don't, it's cold.
How long have you been in LA
it's
now?
Cold. It's cold. Here.
I'm freezing, guys. Anybody else
so
really cold?
Freezing.
Why is it so cold?
Yeah, you guys are wearing jackets.
Anybody else know where I can get a vegetarian keto bowl?
But it's funny, man. My buddy, you guys know Akash Singh, stand up. He's on Flagrant.
Yes, great, bro. He's so funny.
Yeah, yeah. So like I started my career with him. Like he was night doing comedy till 4 a.m. It was me, him, and Schultz. Like 4 a.m. diners. Like where they started a little bit before me, but whatever. the point is like, he's like a New York dude till he died. Like he loves it. But I, like, recently I literally just saw a story, an IG story of him being like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, it's like, it was like 25 degrees or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And it was like hailing. It was like April. What is it? Yes. It was like April 2nd or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, bro, what is going on? He's like, we're getting hustled right now. And in my head, I'll go, yeah, man. Like, you're doing good in your career. Like, you don't have to like suffer through what New York gives you. I don't know if you, I know.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. I know, like, you have a little bit of money. Like, New York is a different place.
Right.
But it's like, I don't get it anymore. Like, especially if you're like, you know, on the older side and you're like, man, what, why am I wearing a North Face? It's fucking July. So yeah, I think he'll probably, I mean, I've been talking to him a lot. I think he'll probably, probably come to LA.
Bro, that's cool. I didn't know you guys started comedy around the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you get connected with Trevor? So, those of you guys who don't know, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. He has an incredible, successful podcast called Stiff Socks that he does with Trevor Wallace, who's like a legend in the space. Legend. Bro. He he's so great. Yeah. I've been a fan of his for like a minute now. And when I saw you guys, like your guys' podcast, that's how I got familiar with you.
Okay, yeah.
Bro, you guys is dynamic. You guys are honestly a dynamic duo. It's, you guys compliment each other so beautifully. Yeah.
It is crazy. Yeah.
It's amazing.
It was that right when we first met. And that's how it all sort of started. Like, we were just talking. We knew each other from stand up, but we were on the same shows like three or four shows in a row.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of just started talking like out front of the show.
On some real shit, yeah.
Instantly, dude. Like, instantly, it's just like, he says something, I pile on. He says something, I'm laughing, he's laughing. Yeah. And then like, and I mean, you guys probably, I don't know like y'all's dynamic or how you guys met or how long you guys know each other. But I'm sure it was the same thing. You go, hold up, we just talked for 3 hours and I'm dying laughing. And like, so we had that dynamic for like 3-4 shows in a row. And then I was like, yo, we need to like,
do something. We
need to do something with this. This is like lightning in a bottle type of chemistry where you just don't really find this every day.
I agree.
And it's like, it's the chemistry, but also like the difference of opinions in like a funny way, not like a grind the gears type of way, but like in a funny way. And like the difference of like where he's from West Coast, I'm from East Coast. There's so much to extrapolate from that relationship. And it's just like, we have a similar energy where it's like, it's not just like, yo, your shirt fucking sucks. Yeah, your mom, like, kind of like, you know what I mean? Like the wild type of energy.
I see it and I hear it.
Yeah, it's just very, it's like light. It's funny, but it's like, we're like friends and it's like a light.
Yeah, you can see that. I watch your guys' podcast and I can relate with Josh and myself completely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just so amazing the way that you guys bounce off of each other. You guys are the same person, but different extremely
thoughts.
Different.
But different thoughts. Yeah. Yeah. It's like the different extremes. And he's willing, God bless his soul, man, but he's willing to like go down these like weird ass rabbit holes of my brain or like my sexual proclivities just because it's like, all right, bet we're on this river. Let's go down this river.
Yeah, yeah. You take it there, bro. That's one thing I really admire about you. Like, he goes there, bro. Yeah.
Which reminds me of who came up with the name.
Stiff Socks.
Yeah, dude, we were just at a coffee shop, man, and like it was just, I honestly don't remember who like pitched the name.
Yeah.
But we were just at, I remember distinctly, we had this Blue Bottle coffee shop, I think in Centuries. I can't remember exactly where it was, but like, yeah, we were just like pitching names back and forth. And it's so crazy to just think about, like, I mean, that was 4.5-5 years ago.
Oh,
and
damn,
it's
like, that's damn. Been that long.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we just like,
so as a fan, great fucking name.
Thank you, man.
fits you guys perfectly. But for the people back at home, because obviously you're going to bring a lot of your audience to this podcast.
Yeah.
And a lot of our audience is going to be watching as well.
Yeah, sure.
Can you kind of explain what Stiff Socks means?
A majority of our audience is girls.
Yeah.
It's women.
Because a lot of people, like they'll read, like if I show my girl, like, I'm not going to show her Stiff Socks. Right. But if I show her like, oh yeah, if I show her that your podcast is called Stiff Socks, she's not going to think what I think.
Right.
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 Because a lot of guys know what Stiff Socks means.
Yeah.
You said it might go over her head.
Like, Stiff Socks. Why?
Yeah.
Bro, yeah. Can you explain why it's Stiff Socks?
I will. But let me just add one more like little funny thing. Just speaking of like over the head. So my mom is like obviously a fan of what I do.
Yeah.
And she like wears Stiff Socks merch. Like, and I swear to God, dude, I'll be FaceTiming her and she's like at the grocery store buying avocados and she has like a Stiff Socks shirt and a Stiff Socks thing. And it's so cute. But I'm like, bro, I really hope someone doesn't go, what are you doing?
She obviously understands. No. Oh, she doesn't.
Mm-mm,
oh,
no.
Shoot.
Dude, my mom is like, she's like the best. But she, you know, it's like, I don't know like how you guys like with your parents and like, the sex talk or like just open with like relationships.
I'm pretty open.
I'm pretty open too.
So with my dad, it's wide open.
Okay.
Like, what, the dude, he told me about getting, are we, can we go in on this? Like, yeah. Okay, okay. Like, my dad literally just, dude's like, yeah. But yeah, like, my dad literally told me about, like, getting his ass eaten when I was like,
damn, now that's open.
Dog, when I was like, but I'm not talking about when I was like 21. I'm talking about when I was like 11, 12, 13.
Damn.
He was just like, man, you got to do it. Like, fucking.
First, you got to clean your ass sometimes.
No, no. But that's what I remember so distinctly. He was like, yo, I'm dating this, stylist, the salon, like, the girl stylist, bro. And she, oh, man, you got your ass licked. And I'm like, bro, I haven't even fucked yet. Like, I don't really know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm in.
But I'm super intrigued.
Yeah. Like, make sure you wipe your ass, but you know what's even better than wiping your ass? Yeah. Get your ass hanging.
Yeah. Wiping your ass with a tongue.
Manscaped. That's the ass. fuck, what was the question?
So the question, I mean, after the story, the question was basically, can you tell the people back at home
what the meaning of stiff socks?
The meaning really of stiff socks is.
And hopefully your mom's listening.
To us dudes.
Yeah, so I think at this point it has kind of two different ideas. So the original idea that I know of is like when you're jerking off and you're about to come, you can put a sock over your dick and come in the sock.
Correct, yep.
So the cleanup is super, super duper easy.
Right.
And it's just like kind of like a
wipe
like
and go.
Wipe and go. Exactly, sir. And then on the ground.
Correct.
But I will say, this is wild, and my girlfriend yells at me about this all the time. I've never done it. But what I have done is I've definitely used a sock many a night to wipe myself, and those get stiff because the semen is still on that side. So it's not technically inside, but it's on. So I think it can represent two different things.
Bro, semen gets mad stiff.
Why like, is
if
that?
You leave a sock, I don't know.
I don't understand.
It's pretty quick, too.
Pretty quick. By the next day, that shit, like, tostada.
Yeah. Don't eat it, though.
You know, damn right, it's true. And the only reason why there's another stiff sock is like if you got smelly ass feet, and I know this because I used to have smelly ass feet.
Yeah, that's what happened? But what happened when you were young, you had smelly feet, and now you don't?
And
what happened?
I know. We have more shoes to wear.
You think that's what it is?
That's my theory.
Like, there's the shoes that
I used to wear the same fucking shoes all the time because I didn't have money to buy more shoes.
Oh, but how about this? Maybe another, like, a little add-on to that. Mm-hmm. So, like, two different add-ons. One, how often when you were a kid, you're like, oh, I wore those socks yesterday.
Probably that too. I was about to say that. So that too.
Bro.
And the wear the
socks. Yeah, all the time. As a teenager, all the time.
All the time. Because who's like, oh, smell. It's like, no, bro, I need to get to basketball practice.
Yeah, and
like,
I love these socks. These are the socks that I love to play in.
Look how white these are. Yeah. and another thing is I didn't have a lot of money growing up either. So like I would wear the same shoes to go to church in and then hoop in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So it's like after.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just like, you're sweating the same shoes doing multiple things. Yeah.
That's why I think. That's why. AKA, you know, you don't have that much money growing up.
Yeah. Some people never lose that though. Some people just got stinky feet for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, what is
their whole lives, bro?
What is that?
I have no idea.
Shower.
I think it's a hygiene thing for sure.
Are you guys washcloth guys, loofah guys, hand guys?
Okay, I've done all of the above. I'm on a new vibe right now. I'm on a silicone a loofah. It's not really like a loofah, it's like a scrub.
Whoa.
Because it doesn't collect bacteria.
Is it like a mint?
It's kind of like a mint.
Do we have a screen? I need to see this.
Yeah, we can pull it up.
Mine is because my girl got it for me.
Yeah,
there's a huge mint.
It's this huge mint. It looks like a kitchen mint, right?
Yeah.
And it looks like it almost has like millions of hexagons.
Yeah.
See-through.
Yes.
Oh, so you just like put, you just put your shampoo, your soap. That's it. It lathers.
It lathers.
So is that what you're using?
Okay, the one on the far left is the exact one I have. That color and everything. It's brilliant. I love it.
It looks like a fan.
Bro, I am clean as fuck, bro.
It looks like a radiator.
Yeah. It looks like a thing that if I was 14, I would fuck, to be honest. Like, look at that thing. Because I would poke a hole right there. All right, guys, you know what I mean. Don't leave me hanging.
Mine looks like that, just a mitt, so you can actually grab shit like your wiener.
Okay.
And clean your wiener like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And your arms too.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I thought I was going to get shit for saying I'm a loofah guy, but you guys are above and beyond me.
Oh,
I
need, yeah, bro. I been need there, to done
get,
that, bro.
I need to get it needs to get into one. So
less bacteria. That's the main reason I use it.
Okay.
Honestly, because the loofah, you get great lather, right? And they're great, but you got to replace them like every three. You should replace them every 3 to 4 months.
That's what I heard.
But I'm a I'm a cleansing guy. I'm like huge on my hygiene, so okay. I need to make sure it's fresh every time. So with this, I don't have to replace it as much.
Do you replace your toothbrush every like 2-3 months too?
Every 3 months.
Three months.
Well, my head, because I have the electric toothbrush. I just pop that hoe out and put a new one on.
I like it. Yeah. Are you an electric guy?
And I always make sure.
Yeah, because my girl got it for me.
A lot of my girl got it for you. If your girl was in your life, dude, you'd be living in a trash can.
I can tell you something, bro. This is 100% accurate.
Sebas has
Bro, Sebas has the most beautiful house, right? He has so many bedrooms. His house is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And he gets one dedicated room for his, like, just his whole space, right? It's a shit show in
Oh, no,
the
really?
Whole entire house is pristine except for that one room. I'm like, bro, if you didn't have your girl, you'd be living in a shoebox.
Is that like technically quote unquote like man cave?
It's like
man
cave.
Yeah, I have a man cave.
So what is it like? Just like you got your like game set? Like what
everything,
is it?
All of that.
You know, like three OLED monitors, neon lights everywhere.
Oh no, man!
Fake crack cactus tree.
Bunch of stiff socks lying around.
No stiff socks. The thing is, I don't feel like I'm a very dirty person. Like maybe the dirtiest thing there is like a coffee that I left like a week ago. You know what I mean?
That's
maybe starts some mold or something, which is kind of disgusting. But like it's just clothes everywhere. Yeah. And it's just like I'm just cluttery, I guess.
So like when you there's clothes everywhere because you get them from brands or you just like
we have like a laundry service where I just send my clothes to this like laundry, but it's called laundry butler.
Yeah. Okay.
And then when they bring me my clothes back, I just leave them there, and I just tend to just open up the bag and just take
like
whatever I need.
Beautifully, like a bag.
I can't go upstairs and put them back. I can't. So then that sacks up as well.
So have you always been like this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do me a favor. Like next time
and
you
stop.
No, but
grow the fuck up.
But bro, there's that little friction. Yeah. 'Cause the same way when I do my laundry, right? Okay. I'm a super clean person. Like I can't operate unless things are neat, right? But there's sometimes obviously there's a little friction. You come off the road, you're just exhausted, and like I'll have my like laundry like folded, but like living on like my dining room table, right? And I'm like, hey man, all you gotta do, bro, is take that. Walk a little bit and put it in your closet and you'll feel so much better.
Yeah.
There's always that friction. But I always just yell at myself because I feel, this is kind of extreme, but I literally feel like shit if my place is cluttered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I do too. Is there a world where you can just like look at that stuff and be like, hey bro, just go upstairs and just do it. Cause you'll feel like, don't you feel better with clean or no?
Get his ass,
1,000%, 1,000%. And I do that in the beginning. And then there'll be like small increments of me not doing it. And then it just piles up.
Broken window theory.
Yeah, broken window theory. And then I'm just like, it looks the same.
Yeah.
So and that's when I fuck up. But yeah, like, you know, out of 3 months, one of those months, my room is decent.
Okay.
My mom always told me, she always said this. She said, if it takes less than 90 seconds, do it now. So that's kind of how I do
it. Oh, I love that dude.
So that always goes into my mind. If it takes less than, it's going to take less than 90 seconds, I'm going to just do it right now. So that's kind of like my mind. And that, with the laundry service, our clothes is folded. All we literally have to do is this and this.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just going to do that.
Do you know my new thing? And you guys are going to yell at me because maybe you've been on this forever and this is not some like ingenious thing. I just never have done it. Don't yell at me. I've been hanging my t-shirts up. Okay. I know. Whoa, I've been on it since I was 16. I never did it.
Me neither. I never did that.
Bro? My life is different.
Like really? That kind of shirt, you would hang it up.
Yes.
I won't do that.
But I'm telling you, first of all, everything's super already like ironed and ready to go.
Okay.
So you don't have to, you know, some fold stuff, blah, blah, and it's like not, you take it out, there's like creases or whatever.
Yeah.
You hang it.
Really?
Dude, and also, like, you know how you like fold or put in a drawer, whatever, and like, what is this shirt? And all of a sudden, everything gets under, like, and then it's like not everything's
it's almost like you're about to lose in Jenga,
dude. Yes, you're like, oh, I like this. Then you rip the bottom one off, and then
boom, it's all disaster. Yeah, exactly.
Not when you hang them, guys. But it's nice. You open your closet, you go, they're all here.
Are you color coordinating?
Oh, daddy, I'm color coordinating like a mother.
Damn,
I love it, dude.
Down to the shades.
Oh, the shades, dude. It actually warms my heart to be like, what tone of green is this? Wow. Am I edging more towards the light or am I edging more towards the dark? And I go, you know what? Let me flip it. And I go, yeah, that's better. Yeah, I have problems. Like a little bit. I have problems a little bit. But it does make, it yeah. makes me so happy.
The
dude.
Only
yeah,
reason yeah, why I've yeah. never done that is because I have this theory. Maybe it's wrong, but when I fold my shirts, my collar gets all stretchy. You know what I mean?
Well, oh,
not
oh,
if you do it from you, the bottom. When you put the hanger through oh, the bottom oh,
hang
of the
them,
shirt.
Hang them. When I hang my shirts,
yeah.
that I like t-shirts,
yeah.
I feel like my collars get all like loosey-goosey.
I hate when I buy shirts and I bring it to them with like the hanger and then they yank the collar.
Don't do that.
And put it, I'm like,
don't
what are you
do
doing?
That. Go from the bottom.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
So you grab the hanger
yes,
from the bottom.
Yes, of course. Yeah, of course.
And there's these certain type of hangers I get from Amazon. I'll drop the link. But
velvet? Are they velvet?
Velvet.
I love them.
The black velvet, they're not expensive at all,
yeah.
but they're
game changer.
Game
and they look so changer. Much nicer they in your closet. So they're like a plastic good. Hanger and
yeah.
stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Because, yeah. dude, like you accumulate all these hangers from dry cleaning and from your yeah. exes. And dude, I have hangers from 1963. I don't even know where they come from, but I just did a hanger purge.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, I'm
yeah,
telling
yeah.
you,
yeah, yeah.
little things like that make me so happy.
Yeah.
All the hangers are the same.
Why don't you do like a get ready with me in my closet
yeah,
or something?
Actually, yeah.
Like and post it on Reels,
man. Because I like girls, man.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
Hey, touche.
No, no. I just, honestly, it's really not a bad idea.
Yeah.
But like the thought, we were talking about this off camera, but yeah. like the thought of adding one more piece of content to my list, yeah. I mean, makes me want to swallow a rifle, bro. I don't want to do that. But yeah.
They, oh my God.
They're fascinating. They get ready with me. Or
they
like
are. They are. I'm like, super intrigued by
bro,
that.
Bro, the skin routines. Yeah. I'll be watching.
I'll get it.
I want to see how your fucking closet looks, bro.
Oh, I'll show you. FaceTime me, dude. FaceTime me. I'll show you.
It looks like a fucking rainbow in there.
Do you have a walk-in closet?
So nice.
No, it's not a rainbow closet of clothes, yeah, but not hangers, right? The hangers are one color.
One color.
Yeah.
Unified.
Unified.
Dude.
That's what yes. mine are too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. It's a walk-in. It's not like a massive. You. Beckham. Did you see his documentary?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So good,
dude. First of all, talk about OCD. My man is on yeah. the spectrum.
Yeah.
Hot. Obviously, great at basketball. I'm losing my mind. Great at football.
Yeah. yeah.
But like, but. Little OCD, but
yeah.
that closet—he's
sick, bro.
Beautiful. Bro.
One yeah. thing that I got from that documentary—I
can admire
is,
that though. Like,
yeah,
it's
for
a little
sure.
crazy, but I'm always yeah. like, this is pretty dope. I
especially
like the way
especially already like
is.
Everything he's conquered, yeah. and like just like yeah. still having that like mentality of like yeah. everything is perfect.
Yeah. I wonder when he was at the height of playing soccer, was his closet like that, or
That's
is
a good question.
Or is this a a bleed over because he doesn't have soccer anymore.
Ooh,
so he needs to put that energy into
question.
Something else.
His closet.
I don't know. I feel like he's probably crazy. Always been like that. Cause even yeah. like when they would interview other soccer players,
yeah.
they would say like, he doesn't even go out with us. So that to me is just like, he's in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, oh,
like he's locked in. Like he's right. like, you would
all
think David Beckham,
yeah.
you know, the hottest soccer player
sex
in the
God.
World.
Yeah.
You said sex gun?
He's
a sex god. I'll second that.
Yeah,
you see his eyes, bro.
Honestly, he's the coolest fucking guy that's ever walked this planet.
I agree, bro. And he can
the
pull
coolest
up any
guy?
Hair. Yeah,
sir.
He's up
he
there.
He can't be
for
the
sure.
coolest guy.
For sure, he is. For sure,
okay,
he has to
then
be.
I challenge
like,
thee.
Like, I don't know, Brad Pitt.
He's up there.
He's up there. I would still there. Be David Beckham. Brad Pitt can't kick a soccer ball like that.
Yeah, bro.
In front of thousands, wearing your fucking international
all right,
jersey.
Okay, you're okay.
But he's in the same tier. I'll give
sure.
you that. He's in the same tier.
But here's the thing.
But would Brad Pitt be as cool without fucking Gladiator?
He wasn't in that movie, but
he
yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Oh, Troy. I got what you meant.
I mean, you said that with so much confidence. I was like, am I wrong? Oh, shit.
I kind of had like a brain fart because I was like, I'm
me
trying
too.
To picture. I was like, maybe
so much confidence. I'm like, oh, he's got to be
I'm
right.
actually
he's
so
right.
glad I was wrong.
That would have been
way not cool if
you're
I was
talking,
just
you're
right.
talking about Troy.
Troy, yeah. Yeah, the long hair,
beautiful
silky hair.
Man. My favorite scene is when they go like, yo, we need you in the war. And he's like with 12 women and he's like, really? And then he gets up all pissed and just walks
shredded.
Out. Just shredded. Gets out and he goes, I'll fucking do it. And then he just goes, I don't know why I just censor myself. But he just goes out there. Like, yeah. And then he goes and just kills a dude in 3 seconds. Yeah. Comes back. He's like, I need to come more. And he goes back in there. I mean, dude.
Wait, is that what he says?
I don't know, but it's in there. It's in there. You know what I've been seeing recently? And this is like not a new trend, but I've just got caught up on it. Like maybe like the last like 3-4 months is when people like misspell something
okay.
or like say something that's actually wrong on purpose. to get comments fired up.
Oh, that's a tactic, bro. That's a tactic. That's what people are doing strategically for that.
It's really smart.
It's money.
But then people teach people to do that. Have you seen those TikToks? Like people are like, you want to get more engagement? Bro, say something wrong in like the beginning of the 3 seconds that you start your TikTok, and you're going to get more engagement. I'm like, this is crazy.
Here's the problem with that: is anyone who's ever done those videos don't get views.
Right.
So why are you telling? It's literally like someone trying to teach me how to play basketball when you're terrible.
Right. Do you know what I mean?
Or you never played college ball or something like that. It's an odd thing because I'm like, if you had all the answers, you'd be Mr. Beast.
So you have all the answers
and you have 10,000 followers. Right. And not to shit on, I'm just saying, like, if you had all the answers, you would be going off.
Yeah. Right. You wouldn't necessarily be teaching people how to go off. Like, you would be doing it. You would be the guy going off.
What's that thing? People who teach can't, what is that?
Yeah, people who can't teach.
Yes, people who can't teach gym. Teach gym. Yeah. What?
What? I used to see School of Rock.
I know of it. No, I know of it.
Yeah, that's what he says. Like, because he's like a gym teacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn, so it wasn't Gladiator, huh?
No, dude. It was Troy.
Right.
It was Troy, and I thoroughly love that movie.
But they're in the same realm, so I get it. I get the confusion.
Dude, those are the two movies that I can watch.
For sure, back to back.
You like 300?
Dude, shut up. I love it.
Did you play sports?
300 was ahead of its time. He's just a man's man.
I'm an amalgamation of a lot of shit.
Okay.
Yeah. But I played sports my whole life. What'd you play? I was a very big sports-oriented family. Basketball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I played football for one season. I just wasn't big enough. I was never big enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, basketball, golf, baseball.
Nice.
What do you do right now?
Like, I know you're super busy, but there has to be something you actively still do, right?
Please don't say cycling.
No, dude. Those.
He's gonna get this guy off.
Here's the thing, bro. Are you a cycler?
No.
Okay, but are you? Because I was actually just gonna say I need to talk to someone who cycles.
Oh, he's the guy, right? Okay. Unfortunately, he's the guy.
But so this energy towards you, I'm assuming you're like the full decked out gear guy.
Oh my, not only full decked out gear, he's sponsored, bro. He's a sponsored cyclist. I'm not joking.
By who? Burger King? I'm doing jokes, guys.
Laugh.
I say this show all the time. Nothing.
I saw a podcast and you did this. Everybody's like, God, everybody was all quiet. Laugh. It was a joke.
Dude, that happens sometimes when I'm doing crowd work in the beginning of the shows where I will do something and it's clearly a joke.
Right.
And then I get like a mediocre laugh and I'm like, no, don't leave me on this.
Right.
Because when you leave me, I look like an asshole.
Right.
I'm clearly joking. Yeah. Laugh more.
Yes.
Because I don't want this person to feel bad. We're all joking.
Oh, that's a good point, man.
God damn it. I yell at them.
But you say it with so much confidence and it's not like an insecurity thing. You're like, come on. I'm giving you guys almost permission. You can laugh.
Permission. That's permission. And then also sometimes like when I say like kind of a nuanced reference in crowd work, whatever, and they don't get it. I'm not mad, but I just explain it to him. No, you guys don't understand.
Okay? Dumb it down.
Yeah, let me explain it. So he was in the movie Troy. He wasn't in, you know what I mean? Right. I have to explain it.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah, you're right. Which is another tactic for like another lay of laughter if you explain it.
Yeah, but I'm the fully decked out guy.
Okay, this is interesting. So where did this begin?
That's a great question. I don't think I've ever asked that.
Were you like, yo, I had a DUI and I couldn't drive a car? Where did this start?
No, I think it was like, I just need to do more cardio and then I bought a bike. And I really do enjoy cycling, I guess.
So did you buy like a Peloton first or like an actual bike?
No, he went straight into buying like a $6,000 bike.
No. You went from zero to like the most expensive ones? That's how he rolls.
Yeah. He goes
like
big.
The guy that I bought the bike, he almost didn't want to sell it to me because he knew I was just starting off.
Really? So this is the dumbest question ever. Like there is a clear difference between like an everyday.
Oh, 100%.
What is the difference? Is it like just like weight or like aerodynamics?
Yeah, but that's already kind of almost like a given. It's more just kind of like what the bike does. Like I can go on that bike and, you know, climb Mount Everest if I really could.
But what does that mean though?
Like just like the gears.
Okay, the gears. Yeah, all the gears that it has.
Mine has like electrical gear shifting.
But dude, even down to like the little pedals, the pedals are not just regular pedals like you would on a regular bike.
Yeah.
It's like for a specific shoe that clicks in. It's almost like a ski for the bike.
What happens when you fall?
You got to learn how to like unclip pretty quick.
Shut up. Yeah. So if you don't unclip, you're going down a mountain with a bike.
Timber.
You'll snap off. Almost like the skis. You know how like if you fall, like
I never
skis
skied.
Will shoot. Oh, gotcha.
I never skied.
Well,
in
your
my
skis
life.
Will still shoot off and stuff like that. They're oh, not like
okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm not like stuck.
It's
like,
not stuck, but it's like clipped in.
Okay.
Yeah. The bike, you know, it goes faster. Arrow. Yeah. All the gears. I can pick up speed pretty fucking quick. Like if you have like a regular fucking mongoose and you're following me around, that's not gonna last that long.
So are you responsible for the full motion of the bike or is there like some electric shit that...
No, full motion manual, okay. Yeah.
Damn.
Okay, dude, there's a whole culture behind it too.
Oh, I'm sure, dude, I see it all the time.
Like even down to the socks that they wear. Like you...
It's are they
like,
stiff? Guys, what's up? Welcome back.
Yes.
Mine are not stiff, but yeah, there's not a whole culture the ride. Like if you, like you have to wear white socks and a white helmet,
yeah.
Unless you're a bitch.
No, literally.
By
what
culture.
Do you mean?
Yeah, like if you don't wear a white helmet and white socks and white shoes.
When I heard that too, I was like, what? Look,
white shoes, white socks, white helmet is a must, or you're a bitch.
Why?
I don't know.
It's just the culture.
It's just the culture, baby.
If you have a camo hat.
You look whack.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Even if you don't wear the proper attire, bro. Like they're like, yo, you're not wearing the spandex, bro. We talked about this.
But yeah, I mean, everyone looks like and they're it's like the whole thing too.
Like, yeah, it's like the whole thing. Like if you're wearing like Nike doesn't make it, but like if it's Nike with Adidas, like with little short shorts,
can't do it.
You can't mix. It has to be one whole ass brand.
But that's also part of fashion too. Like you shouldn't do that. Sure.
Short shorts, bulge out and everything.
Yeah,
bulge out. Oh, is it like a bulge or like
there's like a bulge art too? Like, bro, like me, I'm like, dang, how can I make this bulge looks somewhat like not necessarily big
presentable
but just like appealing because like I'm going out to coffee shops, bulge is out, everything's out. I'm just how can I look more like just normal?
You ever stretch it out like before you walk into the Starbucks?
So I used to wear actual underwear, like briefs, you know, and then everyone's like, bro, what are you doing? You don't wear, that's another thing, you don't wear briefs or underwear underneath it. Yeah, it's just
straight
naked
spandex.
Then the thing is like put your wanker all the way up.
You lift it?
You have to lift. I gotta have to get used to that.
Hold on.
Lift it?
So
lift
this,
it up.
And then you...
So
then
naturally it goes this? Like this, right?
Yeah.
Naturally a penis goes like this, I'm assuming.
And then, the nut sacks dangle. Like this.
Because
it depends
gravity.
On where you're at with the dangle.
True.
Because if it's freezing, there's no dangle.
There's no dangle.
No, they're...
Yeah.
Yep.
What is that?
That's weird.
So no, you kind of like almost like you hook your wanker.
Oh, it's just the wanker, not
yeah,
the balls.
Yeah, no, ow.
Got it. Okay.
Well, I do. That's what I thought. I thought you did the whole thing.
Yeah, I thought it was a whole thing. Yeah.
No, just penis up.
Okay.
Almost but doesn't like a, okay.
You know how to get used to it.
So you just dangle the balls, like the balls are just dangling.
But wouldn't you think because you're on the seat, you would want everything up?
Exactly.
I mean, when you're wearing all that little like spandex shit, your shit's fucking secured. You're not dangling, bro. You're not dangling at all.
Okay.
That shit's in there.
Okay.
So where are you at with the bulge, though? Are you like, you look down, you're like, man, I'm pretty proud of this. And let me ask you a question. When you do the whole
now
ride.
Now I am.
But when you do the whole ride, are there moments where you look down and you go, man, I need to fluff this up before I walk into this Panera Bread? Do you know what I mean? Because I would. I swear to God, I would.
Let's be real here. Let's be real here.
I swear to God, I'd look down and be like, this is not presentable.
This is not.
I got to pump it up.
Yeah.
And it's not even something that you're trying to like impress anybody.
Of course.
You're just trying to No. I look, you know, it's too much. It's like when girls
wear something.
But then it moves around. Yeah, that's a good question.
It's like when girls like kind of like fix their bra.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing.
Adjustment.
I'm just adjusting myself so I look presentable. Yeah.
Are you happy with your bulge?
Yes, I was.
At the moment I am. I figured it out. Yeah. But sometimes honestly, when you're riding for hours, miles.
I thought you were gonna compare yourself.
And then you know,
sometimes you see somebody else's bulge.
And then you're like, dang, I need to take a piss or something.
Yeah.
Sometimes I gotta find that shit, bro. I'm like,
I know.
Where's my shit at?
That's what I mean.
With Hispanics, right? Just kinda
yeah, like, it's just stuck, bro. And it's like 5 a.m, it's just like this.
But that's what I mean. So like there's never been a time where you're like, this is not okay. I can't walk in a public like this.
Right.
Yeah.
Never?
Sure. No, not yet. No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Yeah, I couldn't. I would stuff it. I'm not going to lie. I would stuff it with something. Not like maybe like an ankle sock. Nothing crazy.
It can't be too crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a handkerchief.
Yeah.
Or an ascot
like
or something.
Like a no-show sock?
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, man. We get each other.
Are you the folder or would you just lay it on top?
Like whatever just looks, dude, I would have to like look in the mirror, adjust it to see where I'm at.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I've never done it. But I would do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I would definitely do it.
Yeah.
So the whole art to the bulge when you're cycling is basically just make it look like a nice ball.
Ah.
Right?
Like,
because you don't have to be like, and I'm sorry, Jess, but you don't have to be, you know, have like kind of like a semi. You don't, because you're not going to have a semi. It's cold.
Right.
Yeah. When you're out and about.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So it's almost like what I've realized, and I'm sorry for everybody back at home, but what I've realized is you have to have almost a nicer set of testicles.
In order for this to work.
Because the testicles are what makes everything look circular. And then the penis is just right here. So it's almost like a like those mini Theraguns. Mm-hmm. You know, that nice triangle?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm with
it's
you.
It's like, imagine, like, just try to make your penis look like a Theragun right here.
Wow.
And you have a padding, right?
And the beginning is just balls.
Oh, hold on. There's padding?
There's a little padding.
Well, there's padding when you sit on those fucking seats. So
but is there
all padding down here.
Is there padding in the suit?
Yes, there is. It's integrated.
All the way up until where?
You don't wear regular shorts when you cycle.
How high does the pad go?
How high does it go?
It stops right at the testicles.
Oh,
but it's basically for your ass.
Oh, I understand. So you're at,
you're sitting down
comfortably. Because it doesn't look comfortable.
It's not.
And it's sit down, you sit down
but
for
when
that
you
long.
Wear all that, yeah, sure.
Then it's fun?
It gets fun, yeah.
Okay.
Bro, you should start cycling, man.
I feel like you would crush in a cycling.
I think I would.
You look like a cyclist.
I think I would do fine.
Yeah.
But I never rode a bike in, or do you have to say cycling to be cool? But I never like cycled in LA.
Okay.
But I cycled a bit in New York just because like all the cool city bikes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, it's a video game. It's so fun.
Yeah, it's an adventure.
Like,
for sure.
And running in New York is so fun too, because it's like, it's like a video game.
Yeah.
So you're like literally in the middle of 125th Street and you're cutting in and cutting out. It's like, it's really, really fun. But the times I did cycle in New York, I had so much fun. So like, I'm not shitting on it. It does look so, I know for a fact it's super fun, but anytime I see like groups of dudes and women
that's where you're coming
like decked out and whatever, I just want to be like, hey, real quick, what is happening?
What are we doing here?
Like this whole thing, what? I got all the questions.
Yeah.
Why? Everyone looks like a really bad Marvel character. What's happening? Do you know what I mean? And I respect it, but I'm just like, it's a whole world. And that's what's so crazy about the internet, man. Like there's so many like little, quote unquote, little pockets of like culture that are like exploding because of the internet, like cycling.
Yes, I agree.
Like, there's just so much that you're like, hold on,
everything.
This is popular?
This is the thing?
Y'all play the harmonica?
Yeah.
And they love the harmonica.
Yeah, and they're good.
Oh, dude,
and
all it takes
is one person.
Yeah.
Like if it's that cool guy at the coffee shop and his video goes viral because he's on the harmonica, that's the coolest thing.
It also playing the harmonica is really sick. It is so
also
cool.
You can keep it in your pocket. What other instrument can you keep in your pocket?
Yeah,
dude, because you have a guitar, you can't take it out. I mean, you can go to a party and take it out, but you look like a loser. But bro, if you just have a harmonica, if you have an unintroduced harmonica and you take out it and you're just like, man, it's kind of sick. Like,
that's insane.
Wet.
That's
everyone's
insane.
Wet.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you can't even get wet. You're wet.
Yeah. Like, imagine you just pull it out and it's just like the Power Ranger theme song.
Yeah, dude.
Bro.
Oh, hold on. Are you guys really into Power Rangers?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You see the tat?
Bro. That's actually really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Wow.
I mean, I wouldn't put anything shitty on myself.
I mean, but it wouldn't really be your choice. It would be like up to like the tattoo.
Yeah, yeah.
You like it though, for real?
No, I do it.
Michael likes my tattoo.
Let me tell you something. I know you guys don't know me intimately, but I would tell you.
Yeah?
You in a nice way.
Yeah, it'd be like, they kind of.
I'm like, I mean, okay.
Yeah. Do you have any tattoos, bro?
I don't have any.
No tattoos?
No.
Are you against them? Like, what's your whole?
I'm not really against them. I just didn't put any on me. And I just, at some point you're like, all right.
Whatever.
I think it looks sick.
Yeah.
I picture myself sometimes like with like sleeve tattoos. I'm it's kind of sick.
Yeah.
But then you gotta be the sleeve tattoo guy. I don't really know how to interact with people.
You've never done the Instagram like tattoo AI filter?
No, I did.
Yeah. Where it goes on your neck.
And like I look good.
The punk.
Yeah, it was like right when I, actually I didn't do it. It was right when I dyed my hair for the first time. I dyed it like blonde as shit.
Yeah.
And then a fan like put that filter on me, like the tattoo or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, I would.
Like I,
yo, I kiss myself.
Yeah,
that guy, that's not me.
Yeah.
That's a cool guy.
That guy's hot.
that guy could be on Troy.
Bro, so you sure.
Speaking about kissing yourself, are you dating anybody?
I have a girlfriend, man.
How long have you been with your girl?
Probably 7 months.
Oh, cool.
6 months, something like that.
Yeah. Oh, it's new.
It's new, yeah.
So you're in puppy love stage right now with your girl.
So puppy love, man. So it's like, it's beautiful, man.
Sex every day.
Yeah. we would if I was there all the time.
Yeah.
But we do have a slight advantage to like the puppy love that I think and hopefully it will continue because like I'm like on average I'm home like 2 days a week.
Oh, damn. So when you guys are with each other, you guys are with each other.
Yeah. And there's some weeks where obviously I'm out on tour or whatever, but like on average I'm like 2 to 3 days a week. So I think that can help with like continuing the puppy love. And I know this sounds kind of whatever, but like, bro, I've said this before, but I've literally never loved someone so much in my life.
Oh,
Dog, it's like, it's wild.
What makes you say that? Like, what are you doing differently? What do you feel that's so different?
Or what is she doing differently?
I think that she intimate. She's the director. Excuse me. So she like very, very much gets what we're doing, but it's the perfect combo because she doesn't want to do what we're doing. She doesn't want to be in front of the camera. But since she's behind the camera, she understands like how we are and how like the inner workings of us, like emotionally and how we're up and cool, we're down, man. Or whatever.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want to also be like, how come you didn't tag me in that post? Like, it's not that.
Yeah.
So it's all the benefit and none of the shittiness of understanding. So that's like a main thing. And she just like, she's like really like emotionally intelligent, which is like, again, like for us,
massive.
Like, massive. Bro. Like this, it's just like there's so much that goes into like being like an artist, just in terms of like, you know, being a comic and the ups, again, like the ups and downs. So it's like really, really important for us to just like, you know, for me to be like, man, I'm feeling this way.
Yeah.
Not like help me, but like I'm feeling this way and the support and love. And it's not just like, I don't know. I'm sure you guys have been with people that you like kind of like reveal yourself for a second, like emotionally, and they're like, yeah, it's like, it's hard.
Yeah.
That's fucking hard. Yeah. And you're like, cool, man. Yeah, I know, dude. I know this is hard.
Sometimes that's all people can offer, though.
I know.
Like, that's just where that's it for them.
I know.
And then there's other people that can just provide more emotionally.
Yeah. So I think that's a big thing. She's also like absolutely beautiful. And sexually, it's like the sexual chemistry is insane. And she's also like, She's very smart, but she's also hyper silly. And
that's,
I think,
cool.
I'm about to call myself smart, but like, that's sort of me, right?
That's where you fall. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I can be silly so much,
yeah.
But I also like the ability to sit down and be like, okay, Jordan Peterson, what do we think? You know what I mean? And it's like an actual
Huberman.
And so it's actual conversation. So I think that is a beautiful like ebb and flow of like the amount of like silliness that we do in the apartment is crazy. Then the next second we're talking about whatever. So like it's I think all of that's like a perfect combination.
You guys don't live with each other yet, or you do?
So
you're probably at the stage where it's like, she's always over, I'm always over.
So it's there. It's like, it's
and that's going good.
That's going great.
Which is really important.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you always like know someone until like they're all the time.
And then you go, you really get to know somebody.
That's how you gonna make a sandwich? All right. You're gonna take the crust off.
Oh no, absolutely not. No. Are you picky? Are you a picky eater?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not. I do know what I don't like. What? I'm oddly picky in odd things. Like, I think I just talked about this on my podcast, but like I can't do leftovers. I can in very, very unique situations, but for some reason,
I'm not mad at that. I can understand that. I get that.
For some reason, if I like have a good meal, whatever, I'm like, I'll take it to go. I know I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah.
But like I'm picking that. And I think it's because like when I was younger,
but that's not picky.
It's a preference.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But picky is like, you don't like tomatoes.
No, I love tomatoes.
Bro. There you go.
Yeah.
See Matt, bro.
See Matt.
Oh no, you don't like tomatoes?
Yeah. He's a tomato hater.
You haven't hate him. You have any advice?
Yeah, you need a new producer. I can't even. How do you not like tomatoes? It's the number one thing that makes everything better. Oh,
there you go.
Sandwich? You go a sandwich with no tomatoes. I mean, how do you even have a sandwich with no tomatoes?
For me, it's onions. That's that ingredient. That's the thing for me.
Onions got
you. I need the onions. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Man, yeah. Are you what's your favorite sandwich? Where are we at?
Italian sub. I can fuck up an Italian.
Can I ask you a question? Hot or cold?
I normally eat those buns cold.
Toasted, but cold, right? But is that hot? What is that then?
You can do that.
Yeah,
that's like in between.
Yeah, like an in between.
Okay,
because I like the crunch of the bread.
Yeah,
yeah. When it's toasted.
Yeah, I go. I'm super specific on toast time.
Yeah,
I will walk in a Subway and be like, they go, "Do you want a toast?" I go, "Absolutely." 5 seconds.
What do they do? Like 11?
Specific. What's up?
What do they do? Was it like 10? Is it?
Dude, but no, they, Subway's, they just live in the extremes. They go, oh, mayonnaise? Cool. How about a pint of mayonnaise?
Yeah.
It's a lot of mayonnaise. You want honey mustard? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Here's all of it. Back in a U-Haul truck. It's like, it's always, so I with them, I get real, real specific. I go, yes, absolutely. I like to toast it 5 seconds. And they go, yeah, do you want, and I go, yeah, can I go one line of honey mustard?
Yeah.
Ooh. And I repeat it sometimes. I go, yeah.
just one line.
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. I go, one line of honey mustard, one line. I swear to God. And I think those little additives help not getting like your sandwich, like just a debacle of sauce. But the toast, I'll try that next time. I'll have them retoast it. And I know that's kind of bougie.
Wait. Even though you say 5 seconds?
Because they don't do 5 seconds. What they do is they put it in the toaster. They go, absolutely, sir. 5 seconds, not a problem. Ave Maria. Then they put it in the toaster. Maria. I don't know. Then they put it in the toaster, and then they go help someone else in line, which help someone else in line.
You gotta do it. It's a job.
But you're forgetting about my 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Because now we're coming up on 13 seconds.
Oh, shit.
And you know what happens in 13 seconds?
It's
too dark, Daddy.
Yeah.
I don't want, you know what I mean? I don't want to eat a brick of bread.
Yeah. So you say, what do you say? What's the follow up?
I'm telling you guys, sometimes I get a little weird. I get a little, and I go, ma'am, the, can we grab it? I know it's not okay. It's not okay.
Look,
you're paying for
it. That's what I'm saying. You're a customer, bro. Yeah, and you requested it to be 5 seconds.
Yeah, and not only that, you don't want a brick of toast.
I don't want it. But sometimes I feel, you know, I promise I'm being pretty like well-mannered, but there's sometimes the well-mannered stuff doesn't work, bro.
You got to lay down law, baby.
You have to.
Yeah.
You
gotta lay it down. Almost like you got to teach them. So they don't do it again.
Okay. I don't want to be your kid because that seems dangerous as shit.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Teach him.
Sometimes you gotta put a kid in a cage, bro. Sometimes you gotta do it. Like,
give him a little beat. It's okay.
Do you guys have animals?
Yeah, I have two dogs.
Yeah, two dogs.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I have one dog.
One dog?
Dogs are the best.
Oh, dude.
Dogs were made for humans.
Oh, God, they're the best.
They're the best.
What type of dogs you got?
Two small dogs. I think one's Maltipoo, other one's like a Shih Tzu mixed with something else. I don't know.
The best.
Little guys.
I have a little dog too. I have a little 11-pound like Chihuahua Terrier. God.
Dude, Chihuahuas are the best.
The best.
I kind of want a Chihuahua.
Dude, get one. But you got to get it mixed with something.
Yeah. Full Chihuahua.
They're great.
Yeah, dude, they're so angry.
What's happening?
Dude, you made the perfect Chihuahua angry face. That was like spot on.
I'm
right
also
there.
Mexican.
That makes sense. Yeah. Now it's all clicking now.
Yeah, I'm also Mexican. So Chihuahua. Thank you for contributing with the Chihuahua, you know, association.
Dude, I have this is a wild take. Whatever, I'll say it. We'll cut it if it's too wild.
When you start off your sentence with damn.
Do we think, you know how like Chihuahuas and everything?
Yeah.
Do we think like Chihuahua?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, dog. Chihuahua, especially here, Chihuahua is in everything. Everything's like blah, 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 and Chihuahua. It's a Chihuahua, makes it a bemina. It's Chihuahua's in most things.
It's the foundation of any dog in LA.
So my theory, maybe I'm wrong, is Chihuahuas maybe got the best
sex?
Buzzy.
Oh.
As a female Chihuahua?
That's what I'm saying.
They have the best.
I know that's a wild take. Maybe we have to cut it. But I'm just saying, because
I don't think it's that wild. I think it makes sense.
Why do you say that though?
Because the fact that majority of the dogs are Chihuahua based, that means that the dogs are actively looking for a specific thing over and over and over again.
Or something I didn't think about, maybe the Chihuahua dudes are just out here. And maybe the lady dogs are like, wow, Chihuahuas, maybe, here's the thing, maybe we just broad strokes, maybe Chihuahuas are the hottest dogs.
It can be.
I'm just saying.
It can be.
If it's in everything, it's got to be something, like maybe we don't see it, but maybe just Chihuahuas in the animal kingdom are like, or they might be the horniest dogs. We don't know. But I'm just saying.
I think it's all of the above.
Yeah. Because, you know, I think
if a Chihuahua if a female Chihuahua, describe a female Chihuahua and a human, what would that human look like?
So you're saying if a female Chihuahua turned into a human?
Yeah,
a human?
Like what's that show?
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
Close.
Okay,
that,
I see that.
Actually, it's like, that's not, yeah,
it's not bad. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a one-to-one, but it's not horrible.
It's not terrible. It's not
terrible. No, because Ariana Grande, I don't think she's like that, like, I don't think she's that tall. She's pretty like slight of a human.
Yeah, yes, yeah, right? Small.
And chihuahuas are pretty small generally.
It's just cute.
Like, chihuahuas are cute. Yeah. And she has big eyes like chihuahuas. Yeah. The more we talk about this, the more I think I killed that.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah.
I think you did kill that.
Yeah. What is your type?
On what? Women?
Women, yeah. When I was like, no, the dog you want to have sex with. Go ahead. And what if you had a quick answer? Doberman on a bicycle. Bro, that's too close.
My type of woman is, yes, I think I
just
mean,
describe your girlfriend and we'll move on.
Actually, wife.
Latinas.
A wife.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Latinas. Great personality.
Yeah.
Somewhat voluptuous.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
Simple.
Great personality.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd say Latina as well. Somebody emotionally intelligent.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the whole thing that you said, like, also has like a silly, playful side to them as well.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I like voluptuous. I like that. We'll go with voluptuous.
Isn't it voluptuous, not with a B?
Holy shit.
I'm asking. I might be wrong. This is the Troy Gladiator thing. I feel like I might be wrong.
Yeah, I
think
know.
It's voluptuous.
I might like be the wrong. Way voluptuous like flows off the lips. Voluptuous.
Yeah, I think just being raised like Latinos.
Yeah.
It's what you say.
Voluptuous.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a
real voluptuous?
Yeah. You wouldn't get it, bro. It's a Mexican thing, okay?
Guys, I gotta go.
It's not an academic thing. It's not what's proper.
Yeah, and by the way, it was Gladiator.
You wouldn't get it.
Yeah, joke's on you, buddy. You ask a Mexican what movie Brad Pitt was on when he was like somewhat of a gladiator? He's gonna say, oh, the Gladiator movie. Okay, so you're wrong.
We got a verdict here.
Oh, it is, right?
It's with a B. Trust me.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, with a B. Okay, yeah. My bad. My bad.
It's okay. Look, you got it, right?
Dude, I think it's just so funny. We're having a great conversation for like over an hour, and then all of a sudden you guys turn on me. And this is the funniest dynamic ever.
You fucking stupid white mother.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm sweating.
So have you ever dated a Latina?
That's my girlfriend now.
Oh, no way.
I don't date white people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you had a white girlfriend?
No.
Only Latinas?
No, not only Latinas. My last girlfriend was Indian. The girlfriend before that was Latina.
Okay, so you mix it up.
Yeah, I mix it up.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it's not. I mean, obviously,
you like spicy.
It's not
food.
On purpose, but yeah, like it's. It feels. I mean, I obviously like the look of. This sounds so crazy, but like it just the exoticness of it, and I think maybe because I am white that like I. Obviously white women are so attractive, but like it's just what I'm drawn to.
Yeah.
And yeah, my girlfriend now is like Puerto Rican. So
wow.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I want to get into that. Let's go on a short little break.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll be right back. We're gonna go on a short commercial. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. The Josh Leyva, what are you holding in your precious hands? Tell me right now. What do you mean? What is that? And where'd you get that at? Did you just have that underneath your seat?
Yeah, it's a new Pineapple Express shake from Jack in the Box, bro.
What do you mean it's a new Pineapple Express shake from Jack in the Box, bro? What do you mean? And where's mine at? Where's my shake gap, bro?
You wanted one?
Did you really just have that underneath this whole time?
First of all, how would I know that you would want this creamy, delicious, yet so refreshing shake from Jack in the Box?
Because I'm Jack's number one fan. That's okay, me why, too. Josh.
Well, who's holding the shake here, buddy? Looks like I'm the number one fan.
God, you're right. But I want some. Can I have some?
Look, dude, look. I only brought one, okay? And this is mine, all right? And you know how I feel about sharing, okay? And your vibe right now is killing my vibe. I'm trying to enjoy my delicious shake, and you're shaking it up too much for me, okay? So
give me some of your shake.
Listen to me, okay? I'm in charge here, okay? I'm the El Capitan right now, okay? Oh. All right? If you want your own shake, download the Jack app, okay?
Uh-huh.
And between 4/18, which is April, if you don't know how to do quick math,
418.
Okay, to 421.
421.
A large, delicious Pineapple Express shake is available for only 420, my boy.
That's it?
That's
it, actually a really good deal.
Yeah, I'm only here to
okay,
provide
fine. I'll download the app and get one, but I just need to taste it. What does it taste like? I need to know. I need to know.
It tastes like greatness.
Okay, stop sipping it like that and give me some. Here, come on. I can't even believe you had that underneath your seat this whole time without even me knowing. Come on, give it to me. I was gonna call you Jack right now. Josh!
Okay.
Give me some.
Dude, your vibe is like, you're not vibing with me.
Well, right now. Next time, freaking buy me one.
Oh, well, I'll get you one next time.
Dude, you're gonna finish it.
No, I'm not gonna finish it.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay.
Oh my God, it's so delicious. Yeah, it's so creamy. What do you think? Mm. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
This is insane. Mm-hmm. All you gotta do is go to Jack in the Box and say, can I get the Pineapple Express shake? That's it.
That's what I
did. For $4.20 on the app?
Yes, sir.
This shake is creamy.
Okay.
Delicious.
Whoa.
And refreshing.
I mean, I literally just said that.
Okay, so now this is mine. And now you can go on your app and get your own. All right, let's go.
I knew you were going to do that. Mm. We're just going to cut?
This is really good.
That's mine.
Yeah, I need to finish it.
No. That's my shake, bro. That's my shake, bro. Have you dated a crazy Latina, like one that just like a toxica, like somebody who just kind of puts you through the ringer?
I never have. I'm pretty like good. I mean, I've definitely like hooked up with Latinas that were like felt a bit toxic, but that's why it just kind of ended up just being a hookup.
Yeah,
I'm like a non. I don't. You know, there's certain people that like kind of that like lean into the toxicity situation. Yeah, yeah. They love it. Them. I don't, nah. it's, I am the, like the moment I feel it, I'm like, goodbye. Yeah, I know there are a people that like drama.
Hot,
though.
A little bit is hot.
Say a little bit, what do you mean?
There's like an energy. There's like jealousy? a little bit of a jealousy, a little bit of a spice, a little bit of a, you know what I mean?
But like, give me like an example about like, cause obviously there's like lines to it,
like
right?
Like a playful jealousy. There's like a difference, right? There's like a line that once you cross, it starts getting really serious. But when it's like playful and they kind of start being a little like, you know, snappy, yeah. I like it. But they also understand that it's just a playful thing. It's not like, I'm not really mad about you doing that thing, or I'm not really that insecure.
Okay. Yeah. No, I do love my girl right now. It is fun. Like I was on the road and she was like going out to like a club or whatever with her friends. And I was like, cool, that sounds great. If you dance with, I might have to just come and just fight everybody. And like, I'm not a jealous person. I was clearly joking.
Yeah.
But and then her response, I'm paraphrasing here, but like her response was like, I like when you like tell me what to do. Like, obviously we're all joking. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
But there is some like percentage of seriousness.
Yeah,
like truthfulness, I guess.
But if you do it.
Yeah. But it's like, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly what I'm talking about. Exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But I've never really dated any like toxic Latinas at all.
Is there something that stands out from a Puerto Rican than anything else? or anyone else, I'm sorry.
Not really. I mean, like my two girlfriends ago, she was Venezuelan, and my girlfriend currently right now is Puerto Rican. And there's not really like, there's that like spice that you're talking about, the funniness. Like, honestly, like this sounds, I mean, I obviously painted with a broad brush, but like, it's just like more fun.
Did you like say bra brush?
Broad.
Broad.
I was going to correct you. I was like, it's broad.
Yeah, a tit brush. But there's just more. It's just more fun, dude. Yeah. It's like just culturally in my personal appearance or a personal experience. Like it's just more fun. Like even like the family parties and like just like I don't know. Like even like my girl and I will like turn on music and like dance in the living room. That's like cool. It's just like. And it's like silly dance, whatever, but like it's just.
It's almost like taking life serious, but not too much.
Correct.
Just living in the moment type vibes.
Correct. Yeah, dude, like she took me like salsa dancing, like our third date. I don't have salsa.
Yeah.
But it was just like.
It's something you've never done.
It was, yes.
And you did it too, which says a lot about you as well. Because a lot of guys won't even be like, I'm doing that.
Oh, dude, it was something so funny, dude. We went there. And I'm not really like, I don't really know like the salsa dance culture like at all.
Yeah.
She was in a, like a dance team in college. Oh, so she's like really, really into it.
Dances.
Dances. Right.
Yeah.
So we went there and she's like, you know, she's like trying to teach. And I have like some rhythm. She was like, just trying to teach me how to do it. And like, we were doing it, whatever. And it was like kind of funny because it wasn't like packed. So there was like maybe like four or five people that were all together and they were like cheering me on like, that's it, go. It was like kind of a cool experience.
Encouraging.
Yeah. But when we sat down, this other dude that wasn't part of that group came over to my girl and like in Spanish asked her to dance. Like,
come dance.
You come dance, right? And then she, like, you know, it's my fine. Girl immediately was like, yeah, of course. And I, the way that my girl reacted to him, I used context and just assumed that was very normal. Like it wasn't disrespectful to me. It wasn't anything. It was just like, oh, they just want to dance. So I used like logic and not, and you know, because I don't know, maybe some dudes be like, hey, that's me. Yeah, what course, are you doing?
Bro, of course.
Yeah.
I was like, but oh, you had to kind of work through that quickly, like quickly. Super fast.
But the funny thing is, I remember they were dancing and I'm like, and I'm totally cool with it. But at some point, it's like, bro, this is like 3 minutes though. I'm like, because I'm alone.
Just sitting there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, I just see him with like his little outfit, like a little red shirt tucked in.
Little outfit.
All tight. Just so, the deep beat.
He's so kind of sexy. Like, so
just two gold chains. Yeah. Each of them have a cross. He's wearing pearl just earrings.
Oily as fuck. For no
he looks like the one dangling one. Remember when the movie The Mask, when he's wearing like that flamenco hat?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's going on?
Dude, that's so funny. I came too prepared. I was like, I looked and I was like, oh, that's how you dance this whole. That's how you dress this salsa.
Just a rose in his mouth. Why is my girl dancing over there? Bro, I don't care what anybody says. This is just me.
Oh, that's so funny, man.
Like you're right. In the salsa culture, like, bro, like, if you guys are, like, dancing, whatever, like, some guy just come, hey, respectfully.
Yeah, of course.
Take your girl.
Yeah.
Bro. I don't know, man.
But I
don't know. Bro, salsa is like, it's that bulge is there.
That bulge. Yeah.
And anonymous bulge hits my girl.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm totally okay with that.
Not in spandex, dude. That's a whole nother thing.
I don't know
thing.
If I'm okay with that for that long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It ain't like, they're not dancing like this.
From here.
No, they're in it.
Yeah.
And the leg is in there, and it's a whole thing.
People might hate me for that because they may be like, you're stupid, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're insecure. No. But I don't know.
I think like, I just remember sitting there, and at some point I remember like being like, how do I look like I'm okay with this? Like my face.
What do I do with my face?
Yeah, that's the most important part.
Because you're like, I'm sitting there, I'm like smiling. But I'm like this, right?
Just,
and I'm
like going along. Because you know? Bro, even if you have your drink and you sip on it while you wait, that looks even worse.
I know, and you can't sip too much. So you're like, you ever get like high and then you're like, you're like, hold on, am I standing?
Right, proper,
like, is the wind too?
What are my shoulders doing?
Yeah, is a fan? No, and you're just like, you're so in your head. Yeah. I was just so in my head in that moment where I was like, how do I look like I don't care, but I'm having a good time, but like I can't drink my drink too much because then I look like I'm mad.
Yeah.
And it's just
I have so much faith that you nailed that performance,
dude.
I really feel like you did.
I appreciate it.
I think you did.
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, what do you do like when you're just waiting for your girl to come back?
I think it's on that like you know you're smiling.
I feel like you have to like root her on, right?
Yes.
Even maybe root the guy on a little bit.
I don't know, but then it's like, but then if you're engaged in what they're doing, does that also seem weird?
Like, yo, back, chill out. Like,
yeah, like, just,
what do you do?
I honestly just vibed going to the bathroom.
If I saw someone next to me, I'd probably have like a little like small talk conversation.
Yeah,
like, how long you been coming here? Blah blah.
Yeah,
maybe something like that. You know, kind of keeping an eye on.
It wasn't packed though. It was a problem.
Oh,
so like,
shoot.
And it was like it was like this outside.
There's just a just huge venue. Spotlight on you.
Dude, but that's what I was going to say. It was like not this bright, but like split this in half. It wasn't like this dark club candle. I was just out there by myself.
In your suit.
And just like, in my suit with my hat.
With your gold chains
on. In my rose. And I'm just like, sitting there. I swear to God, I'm not joking. Let me try to do it. I was probably just like this. You mean, I don't know.
No, yeah, but it's part of the culture.
Did your girl like talk about it? Did she like bring it up?
We didn't talk about it that night.
Okay.
But like maybe a couple nights later.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like,
bring it up?
It wasn't brought up like, oh, babe, sit down, I have something to talk to you about. But it was like
still in the same outfit.
Yeah. Sweating through
He grew just a perfect amount of chest hair that night.
The roses wilted, bro. It looks like it looks like Beauty and the Beast when the thing.
And then you like somehow try to turn it into like a metaphor. Like, what you're about to say.
This is me.
Okay, man.
This petal is you. You fill up. What? But it was it was brought up, and I sort of just talked to, like, said exactly how I just said it. Now I assumed it was very part of the culture because the way, because she didn't react like, hey,
and look,
babe,
at
you care if
right.
Yeah, it was just like, of course.
Let's go. Yeah.
So like, I was like, yo, either you're crazy disrespectful or this is like
normal,
very normal.
And it is normal.
Yeah, it is normal.
But bro, there's no way that guy knows that you're there, right? Obviously he saw him. There's no way. And maybe
not all of the guys, but there has to be certain guys that go to those places, take the girl intention. With the intention of, let me show you how it's done. You know what I mean? Like, let me show you how
he's
I do it.
He's in his head, dude. He's
there's no way.
He was already in my head, dude. Because he was
there's no way.
He was good, bro.
Damn. Yeah, there's no way that they don't know that. There's no way.
Of course,
yeah.
Of course.
Because you go from like this dude watching me doing like a borderline two-step. And then I sit down, I'm like sweating, my roses on the ground. Oh yeah, I'm doing a little bit of this, and then he comes in. He's like, put his hand out. I don't even know if he said anything. To be honest, I think he just did one of these things.
Oh my God.
And then she got up, and then, but I'm like, all to all due respect to him, dude, he crushed it.
Nah,
like,
I bet.
Yeah, he was doing you at really all, good.
Or no,
any
no.
Oh, zero.
Zero.
Is that okay? Like,
can I? No, nothing. Nothing.
He
dude.
Just talks like that now.
Of course, man. He's Antonio Banderas. That's who I picture.
No, did he have a ponytail?
Yeah. No, he was bald. But he looked good bald. He wasn't like he wasn't like a beefcake, but his bald, like he had a flow to him. He had a flow to him.
It wasn't Johnny Sins.
It was an ish like that.
Okay, but like a less creepy.
Less creepy. Okay. He wasn't creepy.
Yeah,
but like he looked like one of those dudes that maybe got in early on Bitcoin. Does that make sense?
It does.
Like he's not on purpose wealthy, but he's wealthy.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Just dudes that are just like, you know what? In 2008, like, let me just buy Bitcoin. Isn't that hilarious? Look at this funny digital money.
Yeah.
And then 2024, they're worth $40 million. It's
insane, yeah. Bro. And then, you know, Tuesday nights are salsa dancing.
Oh no. Oh God. I gotta call my girl.
I gotta go.
That is so funny. Speaking of our relationships and stuff, so we have segments like Platicanos.
Yep.
We have them on our phone, right, Jess? Yeah, so we basically have a bunch of questions that people like kind of like submit. And
cool.
These are real questions about real people.
These are real questions, yeah. So we have some questions and people submit them and we'd like to hear your perspective because we have a segment called basically Perspective of a Man. So if it's cool, if you give us your input, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Cool. Josh, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Does having sex with the same person ever get boring for a guy?
Yes. Do you want to extrapolate on that or do you want
to
just...
No, only if he wants to.
I would like you to.
I think it does because I think like, I mean, not to get so whatever, but I think we're like, we're sort of like built to like, you know, look elsewhere and try to like plant our seed in multiple places. I think that's not a... I think a lot of dudes are like, yeah, we have to. It's like, you don't have to.
No, right.
But I think like that energy of wanting something new is just that's like ingrained in our DNA, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But I think like if you're with the same person long enough, I think you can get into like a sexual routine with them.
For sure.
And I think that can be avoided. I think the routine is something you're like, oh, I want to go plant my seed elsewhere. It's like maybe you do, but I think you can get that impulse out with the partner you're with currently. But I think it needs to be mixed up. It's not like bringing a fourth or whatever. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like even switch it up like locations go on. You know how hotel sex is like so much better than in your house sex.
Yeah.
It's just a different location. It's like even something as small as like, oh, let's go to a staycation in Malibu or whatever, right. Just to kind of switch it up.
Yeah. Put a little more thought into it.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, exactly. And like, you know, toys and, dude, I always thought like, role play was like a little corny. Until you run into someone who could actually for real do it, and then it is hot, bro.
Really?
So even like role play stuff like that, if you both you guys can kind of like maintain like seriousness in the role play,
I
think it can be
a bit of seriousness,
man. And even like this sounds like I'm fucking around, but I'm not. Like even like a wig, bro.
You wearing the wig?
You wearing the wig?
Me, her, maybe I'm the guy from the salsa. Who knows? You know?
Just a ball cap.
Yeah. I think he's in a ball gag, and I'm like, all right. That's cool.
That too.
Yeah. But I think the answer is yes, and I think if you know that, then I think you can maybe get ahead of it.
Role playing as the guy from the salsa class is crazy.
It is crazy, but also it's crazy if she came like real quick. Wow, you're like, bro.
Hey, I got you. Figured you out.
Hey, yo, what happened?
Whoa.
Yeah, dude, like real fast. Like,
that would crush me.
That would crush me.
Yeah.
Or like you got a new secret weapon.
It's how you look at it.
Yeah.
It's how you
look at it. Yeah, because does that make you jealous if she, you know, comes quick because of that?
Not no, really. Right? Yeah, but
secret
it's,
weapon vibes.
Yeah, but it's all perspective. You got to change. You got to change it. You know, yeah. Maybe you guys have dinner reservations. You only got 15 minutes. You go, all right, where's the bowl?
We got to go. Well, yeah.
Where is it? Yeah. And then we're in.
Yeah, you're just having sex.
Yeah.
Small tear come out.
You okay, babe? Yeah, I'm.
Yeah, yeah. Secret weapon tonight,
talking
right?
Talking a really bad accent. You got, I'm fine. You're like, what is that? You're not even good at it.
Who am I now?
Just to wrap up this question, it was like about if guys get bored. I also think girls get bored too.
100%.
Like this goes.
It goes both. Yeah, it goes both ways.
Yeah,
and I think it's the same thing about just like it gets like routine.
Yeah,
like everybody wants something different at some point. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it has to be this like massive. Crazy. I'm sort of echoing myself, but I don't think it has to be this massive difference. I think if you're like cognizant of that and you try to like maybe spice it up every now and again, I think you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that. That was great. This is kind of vague, but
great answer, by the way. Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. I'll let you take this however you want to go, how you want to approach it. Dating advice in this day and age.
I think the problem with, one of the problems with dating right now is like there's too much choice. There's so much choice. There's choice built into everything. It's like every app is like you're swiping options, options. So many options. So I think the problem now is like everyone's just eyes are up looking for more options. And I think you miss like the real because you're like, yeah, this is nice. But like, what if there's better? What if there's better? It's like, I think that it's kind of the same advice that you can apply to everything. It's like live in the moment here and understand that like, yes, there is other options. But like this is the best. This might be the best option. So like I think a lot of things are cut short, and like attention span is a problem as well. So I think if you just like kind of stay grounded, that's can be a little bit of advice. But yeah, I mean, I think.
But just to add to your point, because I like what you were saying, I think we're so like outwardly focused. Not to get corny here, but like sometimes we forget to be like inwardly focused. Like we're like it's the other people, but you're not doing anything to like work on yourself.
Yeah,
you're just constantly looking for new options, but you're not. Changing and evolving as a human, like with the person you want to date you, like you know. So it's like we're looking for these options, and
I think settling. This is like the age old thing. I think settling is a big thing too, because it's like all my friends are married, so let me just get with the first person that I meet on this date, and you sort of just like forego certain things, like your fundamental rules of yourself, and you're like, oh no, I just need to be like other people. It's like you don't. No, you don't.
Right.
It's like the settling thing is massive, and that's how you end up in like those toxic things we talked about before. Yeah. It's like you know internally what your like rules are, and I wouldn't go against those rules just because like your friends are doing certain things. Yeah. I think that like social pressure to be like, I'm
the
29.
Only single one.
I'm the only single one. Yeah. Or like everyone getting married, or I'm like, like I'm 29. Like maybe blah blah blah. It's like take a breath, and it's again live in the moment and understand that like. That there, you don't have to settle for one. And at the same time, like just because there's so many options, you don't have to keep looking.
Yeah. I feel like kind of what Michael was saying as well. Like, I feel like say you find somebody, right? You like her, she likes you, blah, blah, blah. But you always have it in the back of your head. Like there's probably something else for
right,
me, you know?
Right.
There's so many options, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like if you kind of like tend to go away, like shy away from that, because even if you do find somebody else, you're gonna still think the same. Yeah, so it's kind of like a cycle, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So as long as you kind of like keep that, like, you're good for me, I'm good for you, we're gonna create this amazing life together. I think that's what you really should be looking for, because options are endless, always.
Yeah, and options, the grass is always greener thing too. Like I when I was single, I would do this a lot where I'm like, I would see someone like attractive in the audience, or like someone will DM me, or even just I'm on like TikTok, I'm like, wow, that girl's beautiful, whatever. You could have those feelings, that's fine, but also you can't live in a fantasy world that she is like the perfect one for you, right? Because you know that like we've all been on countless dates where you sit down with someone that you're attracted to, and they're like, they're just not, I don't want to say horrible, that's kind of fucked up, but like they're just like not for you, right?
Yeah.
And I think when those options are appearing on like Bumble, whatever, you apply like a perfect scenario to each one of them.
You create this fantasy.
Yeah. Yes. And not being like, right, but she's also like a real person that might have baggage or might not be funny or flawed. Yeah. So I think like, yes, you can, you understand that there's options, but also you have to apply like reality to those options as well. That's you know what I mean? Point.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Well, I think, Michael, that's the end of today's podcast. I know you're super busy and you got shit to do, but we really, really, really want to thank you for being here. I'll be straight up with you. I said, I don't know how today's going to go. You know?
Why?
Yeah, because it was just one of those things where it's like, I've never met you before.
Yeah.
But honestly, you're one of the coolest guys that's ever fucking walked in this podcast.
Bro,
in this
studio. Yeah,
we had such a fucking amazing time with you.
So fun, yeah.
I hope that you don't ghost us after this.
No, dude, no.
I hope that this video gets enough views for you to tell your homies, yeah, it was worth it.
No, dude, this was
a fangirl when you followed me back on Instagram, by the way.
Here's the thing, man. If this does zero views, you guys are super dope, and I really had a good time.
Here's the thing, Michael. It's not, okay? It's going to pop off. So, number one, let's go.
No, honestly, we really appreciate you coming.
Thank you so much, man.
You're really incredible. Really appreciate you, awesome, Michael.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, follow him on all social media platforms. I'll have all the links down below.
What do you got going on? Are you on tour?
Yeah, I'm on tour.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Are you going to be in LA?
I do like little spots in LA. We're doing a bigger show maybe in the back half of 2024.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, man, I'm on tour every single weekend. So
yeah.
And we're doing a big UK announcement in about a week. So I don't know if you guys have any UK
Europe fans,
but
for sure.
But yeah, we're doing a massive announcement.
Send us the artwork. We'll post it.
Whatever. Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, so I'm everywhere. So just blaucomedy.com. All the dates are on there. So
fuck yeah,
I love that, man. More success to you, brother.
Thank you, man. Absolutely. You guys,
I hope to see you soon.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That's it.
Cool. Man. Thank you guys again, Plática, man.
Yeah, of course. Remember, subscribe, notifications on. This was episode 137.
We up there.
I think something.
Yeah. 137.
Damn.
Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of your guys' week. Y nos vemos en la próxima plática. Man, man. Adios.
See y'all. Love y'all.
Guys, this was so fun, man.
Bro, this was dope, man.
Put your quanker all the way up.